This is Pure Dracula from MacLew, and you are tuned in to CITR Radio 101.9 FM in Vancouver. CITR.ca.
Welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the Morning After Show. And stick around because we have special guests today.
Stranger.
So welcome to the show. You're listening to 101.9 FM. This is the morning after show. And we started the show with Ray Spoon with the song Ocean Blue. That's from the album I Can't Keep All of Our Secrets. And then we're listening to Mac Lou, the song Trouble Thing. That's what we're listening there in the back. The city is called Blood, Black and Haze. And that's Pira Draculea. She does the Vampire's Ball here on nice. CITR. So, yeah, we have special guests today. We have Dynamike. Yeah?
How you doing?
Correct.
That is correct. Yeah, thanks.
And Eden.
Eden, that is correct as well.
Yeah,
cool. Thanks for getting that right. That was nice.
So, Eden is a magician.
I am, amongst other things.
So
today I'm the magician.
And that's your day job, or?
Yeah, if it counts as a job, then yes.
Okay, and Eden is a comedian, right?
Yes.
He tries.
So these guys are going to be performing at the Vinyl Vaudeville, which is happening on Performance Works, starting this Friday,
the 10th at 8 o'clock.
Okay. So, well, can you tell a little bit of what's going to happen there?
Sure. Yeah, the Vinyl Vaudeville show is sort of a throwback to, I guess, entertainment 100 years ago. Vinyl, we have a live band, a six-piece live band, full of Vancouver indie heroes and heartthrobs. I can tell you about them, I guess, in a bit. As well as a cast of circus performers from all around North America whose accolades form a pretty great list. There are some really impressive acts. And yeah, it's a throwback to vaudeville. We have a dinner theater cabaret experience that ends with a night of dancing.
Okay.
So it's an intimate evening for Vancouver. It's unique in the Vancouver scene. And we're really excited about it.
Okay. Yeah. Is it the first time that something like this is done?
It's the first time. Vinyl Vaudeville itself will be an ongoing event. The production house that put it together has other events similar, usually around Christmas time in the winter. So this is a first run during the Valentine's season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So what's going to happen? Can you tell? Are you guys like different acts or?
Yeah, we've got a collection of like magicians, jugglers, acrobats, trapeze artists, and then like more modern things as well. Like we've got a pole dance act, and we've got two guys that we're very excited about that we've brought in from very, very far away. They're both Guinness World Record holders, and they do pogo sticking. But okay. It's not like pogo sticking like you think when you're a kid, a little
like little one. Susie on the driveway bouncing around.
They're bouncing
with your dog.
Like 8-9 feet in the air and doing flips and stuff like that. And they're spectacular.
Yeah, it's kind of like skateboarding on acid. No, it's kind of like skateboarding on
steroids.
On steroids.
Shouldn't say steroids.
Yeah, yeah.
Shouldn't say steroids either. Actually.
You shouldn't say steroids. It's like, kind of like it's like skateboarding on pogo sticks. It's like an extreme sport. It's like you don't need a ramp, you don't need a half pipe, but you fly up in the air, you do really cool tricks. And you know, like if you're into wakeboarding, if you're into extreme sports, if you're into snowboarding, any of the things where they do cool grabs and jump around, it's just like that.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, except for pogo sticks and. You can check it out. You can check out xpogo.com is their website. Or you can check out all of the profiles of all the artists on vinylvaudeville.com.
Okay.
Which is difficult to spell. Do you want to do the spelling for those listeners at home who might not
have the spelling caps on? Make me spell on air. It's my second language. Vinyl Vaudeville is spelled V-I-N-Y-L Vaudeville V-A-U-D-E-V-I-L-L-E.
Yeah.
Vaudeville.
Okay. .com. And can you do that backwards now on air?
.com.
As your reverse spelling.
And the other one was what? Pogo X?
Xpogo.
Xpogo.com, yeah. X-Pogo. They're going to be the finale act of the show, and they're really, really exciting.
Okay, so it's like
it's a duo.
Extreme Pogo.
Extreme Pogo, yeah.
Okay, cool. So what's the because Lauren was telling us that there's going to be an attempt of breaking the world record.
That's
on,
right.
On Pogo.
On a pogo stick.
I
think the world record that they are going to attempt is the most bounces without your feet on the pogo stick. So he's going to go up and balance kind of on his hips and only on his hands. The world record right now is 95, which is a lot of bounces.
95.
I know.
Yeah, other pogo records include things like the most consecutive backflips, the highest jump.
These two guys, one of them has the highest jump already, and that's 9'6" on a pogo stick.
On a pogo stick, so it's like a basketball hoop.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And then basically the two guys that we've brought in have most of the world records already. I think between he's breaking his own record.
Okay. Yeah.
Between the two of them, just to make it even harder for somebody to come in and get the world record now.
Yeah.
But when's that happening? It's happening this
Friday.
Friday.
Yeah, just
this
prior
Friday.
To opening. That's right. So like 6:30 performance works.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so get there at 6, just in case.
And we've invited everybody to come in to witness the world record.
Yeah, we've invited media outlets from around the city. Yeah,
yeah. Okay, so check out that's happening at 6 on Friday.
Other things about the show, the Pogo Dudes are cool, for sure. They have a cool name, and they have, you know, a cool thing. Some of the other acts, like one of our performers, Eden mentioned already, Sylvia, comes from a really extensive circus background. She's performed all over Europe with really celebrated productions, as well as a run with Cirque du Soleil. Other performers are active, I guess, coaches in the area of circus here in town. Some of those that live locally, all of whom have been trained at different institutions around the world. So okay. It's really high caliber circus. The nice thing too about Vaughan Vaudeville is, you know, high caliber circus is nice, but these days, you know, it's often Cirque du Soleil, and a Cirque du Soleil is this massive, you know, massive show in a stadium. The performance works. Performance works is grand. It's beautiful. It's nice. It's spacious, but it's
a smaller version.
Yeah, it's a smaller band. So it's you know, no one will be 50 feet away from the action. No one will be more than that. So it's going to be nice. You know, dancing. There'll be some audience participation, of course. We'll bring people out, and so it'll be really a nice way to get whoever comes involved. So okay. It won't be like watching a movie. It'll be like participating in the show.
Okay,
yeah,
that's cool. So, back to my other question. Like, you perform and then by yourself, and then there's like an intermission, and I guess you'll be the MC, no? Or
no, the MC actually is not here. But I'll be one of the performers as well.
Okay,
it'll be like traditional cabaret style. Will be a series of acts that we're all kind of like independent contractors brought together for this, and then there'll be a common recurring MC to kind of run the show together.
Right. Okay.
And with the live band as well, underscoring all of us, so the band will be constant.
Oh, the band is great.
And the band is great.
Talk about the band.
Let's talk about the band.
Okay.
Yeah, the band is quite nice. It's a 6-piece band, acoustic band, they're all familiar names within Vancouver's indie music scene.
Mm-hmm.
The band's led by Tim Sars, who is the amazing Tim Sars, the gregarious Tim Sars. Any other ones?
The well traveled
immortal,
well versed
troubadour.
Yeah, well troubadour. He's great. He'll be on horns as well as singing. He's backed up with a 5-piece band, as we said. Robin Lane on percussion. Anybody who sees Robin's smile will remember it for a long time. He's always smiling. He's very passionate, very beautiful. A lot of texture, you know, with marimbas and djembes and the whole thing. We've got Michael Fraser on violin. He'll also be DJing after the show and after dinner for the night of dancing. He's on the violin, and then he'll be on the turntables later on. We have Brendan Krieg on the drums, great drummer. Winston Minkler on the double bass, and Josh Minsky, who's another troubadour in his own right.
Folk hero.
A folk hero. He's been all over Europe. Spent a lot of time in Paris. He does a lot of les chansons on Granville Island, and he'll be playing the guitar. Great jazz guitarist.
Okay, so the band's going to be playing in between.
They're actually backing up all of the acts as well.
We have a lot of live music. None of this press play stuff.
No press play.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
Yeah. No offense.
So yeah, Eden is going to be doing magic. Then the Pogo Dudes. That's the acrobat. Yeah.
High energy. Was it? What did we decide? It wasn't on steroids. It was on Pogo Sticks.
It was on Pogo Sticks.
Yeah, Pogo Sticks on Pogo.
Okay. Then Dynamike.
That's me
doing some
interactive comedy and acrobatics. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't want to say more because. I'd like it to be a surprise for everyone who comes.
Okay, so it's not just comment. You just
that would bring everybody up and have a lot of fun with
it's not
everybody.
Not just jokes.
It's not just jokes. No, it's situations.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. What's he going to do with that guy? That guy looks nervous. Oh, well, fine. Let's watch.
Okay.
Glad it's not me. Hooray.
Okay, so I better sit on the back.
Sit in the back and hide for my act.
Okay, and then Equilibrium Circus.
Mm-hmm.
That's the acrobats, I guess. Or
yeah, they're some of the acrobats. There's a. Quite a few acrobats. They do adagio and hand balancing, as well as a duo trapeze. So if you can imagine, you know, you see the trapeze up in the air and people doing all sorts of neat formations. There's the two of them, and they're hanging off the trapeze and hanging off each other and jumping around and flipping around, and it's really, really quite exciting.
Okay, and then there's Sylvia Lewis, which is the aerialist.
Right.
She's doing hoops as well.
She's doing hoop as well and the pole dance,
and just grace and beauty and...
Strength, like elegance. She's wonderful. Yeah, okay. Really, really wonderful. She's, as we said, has an extensive career, including Cirque du Soleil.
Cool. Mm-hmm. And there's also that dinner, no, included? You were telling?
There will be a dinner package, but the dinner is separate from general admission.
Yeah, so it's okay. before the others come for the show. There's a dinner with dinner and music, serenade. And then the show begins, and then the dancing begins.
Okay.
Yeah. And if you want to find out about those packages, all the info is online. Yeah,
vinylvaudeville.com. Should I spell it again?
Sure.
Yes. Vinylvaudeville.com. VinylVaudeville.com.
Cool. So that's Performance Works, Granville Island, from February 10 till the 18th.
Yeah, yeah, and for those of you at home who choose to come, we'll be very excited to see you. Go on vinylvaudeville.com. You can find out about our different packages. For families who might want to come, families for whom a night of dancing to the wee hours of the morning might not appeal, we have two matinee shows, one this Sunday at 2, and then next Saturday at 2, the 12th and the 18th, and those are two-for-one ticket prices. As well, we have date night. Valentine's dinner is two tickets for $99. Bring your sweetheart, have some fun, and we look forward to seeing everybody.
Okay, so the all ages show is the matinees only, mm-hmm. or
oh, you can bring your kids to the evening.
All ages.
Yeah, they're all
really?
Ages.
It's all family okay. friendly.
Yeah, it's all family friendly for sure.
Right. It's just, you know, if you don't want to bring your kids out dancing till 3 a.m.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you're cool parents, then maybe you should bring your kids dancing.
Right. If you're a cool parent, basically if you're listening and you think of yourself as a cool parent, all we can say is prove it by bringing your kids for dinner and dancing at Granville Island.
Cool.
Yeah, 10th through the 18th.
Any other perks that's happening?
Yes, actually, we have a promo code for your listeners.
We have a promo code.
Okay. Yeah, congratulations, you're listening at the right time. For those of you listening now, if you want to get additional savings, you can go online, vinylvaudeville.com, or call our box office. It's easier, actually, if you go online. And the promo code is...
Gigglewater.
Right, which is a...
Gigglewater?
Gigglewater. It's an old-timey slang word for alcohol. Gigglewater.
Gigglewater. So okay. Just think of, like, water and giggling. Giggle and then water.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you want to spell giggle water?
Giggle. Oh, you're making me spell things. Giggle water. GIGGLEWATER. Giggle water.
Giggle water. Okay. Notice there's no space.
No spaces. No.
Okay, so that was a promo code. I heard about giggle herbs, but not giggle water.
In Vancouver, we have more giggle herbs. That's correct.
Right. That is correct.
Cool. Okay, so let's listen to this song, no?
Sure.
You guys brought.
This is.
Yeah, and if you want to experience the show, get up and dance while we listen to this track.
Okay, so we're gonna listen to a Butter Bill track, and then Rhetoric Sultan is here in the house, so pretty exciting show. So this is how people transform into that era, no? Time travel. Thank you.
circ acrobats fly high, comedic foolery, dinner and after-show swingin' dance soiree at Vinyl Vaudeville, Vancouver's turn-of-the-century cabaret. Missed Valentine's Day? Well, Thursday, February 16th is date night, where you and your sweetie can both experience the show for as low as $99. Swing on down to Performance Works on Granville Island, February 10th to 18th. For best tickets, quickly visit VinylVaudeville.com. That's VinylVaudeville.com.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to present the 25th annual Bob Marley's Birthday Bash, Wednesday, February 8th at 9 p.m. at the Grandview Legion Hall on Commercial Drive, featuring the legendary CITR DJ George Barrett, Wadada Hi-Fi the Reggae Rub-A-Dub Sound, and Redemption Sound, with Selecta Bradley and Shortman. Advanced tickets are available at Rhythm and Spice on Commercial Drive. That's the 25th annual Bob Marley Birthday Bash, Wednesday, February 8th at the Grandview Legion Hall.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the Commercial Drive area at
Audio Pile, Bone Rattle Music, High Life Records, and the People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To learn more, come visit us in room 233 of the sub on UBC campus or check us out online at citr.ca.
So the first song was The Vinyls, no? That was an original song, no?
Oh, yeah, right. Tim Sars and The Vinyls, okay. Yeah. Yeah, the house
Tim
band for the show.
And The Vinyls, so mm-hmm. That was like the Bobby Beale song. And then we heard the intro track from Rhetoric Sultan. These guys are here in the studio. Spencer and Noah, hey guys, how are you?
Hello. I'm good. How are you, Oswaldo?
Fine, thank you.
That's good.
So these guys... I don't know if you missed the last month extravaganza party there at the railway when you released the CD Trolling for Answers. That was the intro song, Dance of the Trilobites, no?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. So, yeah, these guys have a show on Friday at the British Experiments Association on 1143 Kingsway Avenue as part of the Indie Pop Vancouver series. I think that's volume 17, I think.
I'm not sure. I can't read Roman numerals very well, so I can't really tell when you're on your Facebook events.
think, I think it's number 17. So there's a connection there between the Vaudeville Cabaret and you guys, no?
Yeah, your bass player, Winston Minkler, is our good friend from high school.
No, killer.
He's on one of the songs on the album.
Which song is that?
That's Three Rabbis Walk Into a Bar. It's actually kind of in that sort of vein a little bit.
Oh, really? We should play that then.
Sure.
Which song is that?
That's number 10.
Number 10?
What, you look at me?
I don't know.
Because these guys...
This is the Winston Minkler show.
You guys have a lot of musicians, no? On the CD.
Yeah.
We should talk a little
Winston
bit.
Winston was one of the ones we didn't have to pay. It was good.
No, and amazing musicians too. So let's listen to that, and we'll be right back here. You're listening to 101.9 FM. So that's Three Rabbis Walking to a Bar. So tell me about the inspiration of the songs. Because you write some and you write some other ones and then you write together.
That's true.
And then how do you put them together? Or?
This last one that we just played, that was actually a song from many, many years ago that had been written when the group was a different group and never got played, and the title was sort of based on a joke that one of the past members would, I think he made a joke about that being a funny title for a song, so that was the working title, and then it always been the song we wanted to play, and we decided to try it out, and then we used that as the basis for the lyrics of the song, and then we
you
turned
used
it
that
out.
For the basis?
Yeah.
It was all Noah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and then he wasn't sure if he wanted to record it, and then I was like, let's record it, and then we did it, and then just layered up the different people that we wanted to get on, thought strings would sound good, and the clarinet, so, yeah, it was and then other songs, I guess, like the other one you played before, the synth song, that was, I played everything on that, and actually just took the drum beat from Dinosaurs, and, put it up an octave, and sped it up, and then just played everything and it just and that was it.
Cool. Dinosaurs features members of the Stolen Organ Family Band, no? Doing the
that's true. The Devin and Connor and Kelly and Bella and Zach as well, and they all aided in the vocal performance of that song.
Okay.
Made it what it was. Oh, you that have a question, Mike?
It's another connection.
I'm
going to tell you about it after the interview. It's not interesting for maybe the public. But,
oh, okay. It's an inside joke.
No, the Stolen Organ Family Band, they played last Friday at the British Legion.
I heard that was a good show.
It was really cool.
So did I.
Yeah.
You heard it was a good show?
Yeah.
Yeah, these guys are getting better and better.
Yeah, they're playing every show. It's great.
Yeah. I think they have a show coming on the 12th, I believe, at the Prop House.
Yeah, March or something?
No, February.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, we should.
I think March 10th, I remember seeing something they had.
Yeah, and then they are playing with the Psychic Alliance.
Oh, yeah. That's the 16th.
That's the 16th.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. I'm going to go to that for sure.
Yeah, at the Railway Club. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Psychic Alliance is a really cool band.
Yeah, I love those guys.
That's
Kelly's talking. So Kelly's talking to you.
Oh, let's see. February 16th is the next show, so that's the Railway show with the Psychic Alliance at the Railway.
So we were correct.
Cool, yeah. And you're playing on Friday.
Yes.
At the British Experiment Association. And actually it's going to be a cool show because you're going to do an acoustic
indeed.
Set there.
We were actually planning on doing that at our CE release, but things got weird.
Crazy. Yeah.
And we didn't. But we're excited to play a bunch of the acoustic songs from our album and a few covers as well.
Okay.
Some Jethro Tull and various other things.
Oh yeah, cool. Okay, let's listen to Dinosaurs.
Sure.
And then you have your guitar, so you're gonna play a couple.
Yeah, we thought we might if that was seemed appropriate.
Okay. Yeah. Cool. So let's listen to Dinosaurs. This is a really cool song, actually. And we'll be right back.
Motherfucking dinosaurs! Yeah, dinosaurs! Motherfucking dinosaurs! Oh, yeah! Dinosaurs! Motherfucking dinosaurs! Yeah, dinosaurs! Motherfucking dinosaurs! Oh, yeah! We'll be right back.
Norman Otis Richmond, a Toronto-based journalist, is one of the main advocates in Canada for the renaming of Black History Month as African Liberation Month. He is the longtime producer and host of the radio programs Saturday Morning Live, Diasporic Music, and From a Different Perspective. His words have been heard through the studios of CIUT, CHIN, CFNY, CBC, and CKLN, and read on countless newspapers and blogs. In 1992, Otis was the recipient of the Toronto Arts Award and dedicated it to Mumia Abu-Jamal, Assata Shakur, and Geronimo Pratt, the African National Congress of South Africa, Fidel Castro, and the people of Cuba.
This PSA was brought to you in support of Black History Month on CITR 101.9 FM.
So we're back here, 101.9 FM. We're listening to some of Redrick Sultan's music there. And this one on the back is the Vinyls band, no?
Mm-hmm.
Tim Sars.
Tim Sars and the Vinyls, that's it.
Yeah. So these guys have to leave, unfortunately. They have to work hard to put a good show for you at the Performance Works from the 10th to the 18th of February. But Eden is going to do a magic trick, so I don't know if how that's going to work for people that are
I'm going to show everybody here a magic trick, and then you, the professional radio person, just kind of describe what's going on, and then tell everybody how amazing it was.
Okay, so...
So I have here a... it's a $5 bill. You can check that out if you like. It's a normal five, yes?
Yeah, okay.
And everybody else, just use your imagination.
Yeah, and you guys can say yes to.
Yeah, yep, it's definitely a $5 bill.
Right. There's a $5 bill, and it's...
And it's not Spock Laurier or Snape of Five.
Is there, yeah.
Okay. Wilfrid Laurier on the front, and then the kids playing hockey in the back. This is kind of like an origami. So if you fold Wilfrid Laurier in half, and then you fold him in half again, it's kind of like he's doing yoga. That joke is actually only funny in Vancouver. So, you fold the Wilfrid Laurier up, and then when you unfold him, Wilfrid Laurier starts to look a lot like Sir Robert Borden.
He just turned it into $100.
What?
With the demonic powers of origami.
Can you teach me how to do
that? You can check that out too. That's a, don't run away. If you run away, I'll chase you.
I got a few fives in my pocket. Do you think you can do that?
I'll change everybody's fives at the show.
Wow. Yeah.
Okay, if I give you a 10, can you make it a 1,000?
Hey, good question.
So what do you work? You just have to change.
Unfortunately, it is a trick, right? Because if I could do this for real, then I wouldn't... you know what? I still would be at this Vinyl Vaudeville show, because I do it for art. But art is also the name of my landlord, and he's kind of a dick.
Hey, watch it. You're on air.
So, okay. So he turned it back into a 5.
With no sleeves on.
He has no sleep. So where do you hide the fingernails?
I don't know. One of these days I'll figure out how it's done, and then I'll be famous.
Yeah, or in the hair, no? Somewhere?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I brought my unicycle, but it's not going to work.
Not here.
Yeah, not here. So, but if you come to Performance Works at Granville Island, 8 p.m., the 10th through the 18th of February, or... 2 p.m. on the 12th and 18th. You can see all the magic and all the fun there.
Okay, so you gave away some of your acts. Right. You're going to tell jokes in a unicycle.
Yeah. Just
a little bit. Oh, and the promo code, one more time, is GIGGLEWATER. 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 And you can enter that promo code onto the website at vinylvaudeville.com. VINYLVAUDEVILLE.
Yeah.
.com.
And you can get like a super discount, no?
There it is.
And you get a discount. Yep.
Super discount. Okay, well, thanks guys for...
Yeah, thank you
for
thanks so much for having us. Yeah, it was
nice
lovely.
To meet you too.
Yeah,
nice to
meet you.
Yeah. I don't know if you want to tell a quick joke or one of your favorite
Well,
jokes.
All my favorite jokes involve my audience members. People are going to have to come and check out what happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, well, here's my favorite joke. What's pink and fluffy? I'm going to leave you on this, everybody, so just really open your mind and just think about it. What's pink and fluffy? Pink Fluff. VinylVaudeville.com. Come on down, Performance Works. We'll see you there.
Okay. Cool. Thanks, guys, for coming. Well, I'll have to give you your CD. In the meantime, put a little ad, and then we'll be right back here with Redrick Sultan playing an acoustic track for all of
you. Tune in to the 10th Annual Homelessness Marathon, a 14-hour cross-Canada live broadcast on housing and homeless issues. Housing is a right.
There's no excuse why there should be homelessness, and there's no excuse why people should be going hungry in the city of Montreal.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcast on over 30 campus community radio stations across Canada. Tune into your local station from sundown to sunup from February 22nd to the 23rd, 2012. Or go to ckut.ca/homeless to listen online. For more information or to participate, contact marathon@ckut.ca.
I'm here to make it known that all peoples, especially the street peoples and the homeless peoples, have a right to mass media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions.
Yeah, so we're back here, still trying to figure out where did he done that.
Where did you get that $100 bill? Or, I mean, was it 100?
Yeah, it was 100.
Yeah, it was 100.
I touched it in my hand. I haven't touched a 100 bill in a while. Cool. Okay, so yeah, let's play a song, no?
Sure.
Yeah, cool. What are we going to listen to?
This one is an ode out to all the zealots. This is for ire.
Doesn't mean there will be war. Because there's poor doesn't mean there will be poor. The yell of many cannot be ignored. To say there's no hope is a lie. The only
cool. So, what was the name of that song again?
It was for Ire.
For Ira?
For Ire.
Like
for
Ire.
The Protoss homeworld.
Oh, okay, okay. And that's on the city too, no?
Yes.
Cool.
It is.
And let's see, so that Friday you're going to be playing with members of Pineapple.
Indeed.
You know Pineapple? Yeah, they're really cool.
I know Aaron. I haven't actually heard them yet. But I'm excited to see them.
Yeah, they're really cool. Let's should play something by them.
Yeah,
so we can find something there. Pineapple.
It's a good name.
Yeah, that's Cameron Dilworth. Actually, he was on Nins Circa. That band? Yeah, Nins Circa. It's a Vancouver band. And Adam, he plays bass in the SSRIs, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So they're going to be playing. Oh, I have to find a song from them first. So in the meantime,
what should we do?
Let's see what else we have here. Well, we have an open mic every Tuesdays. So today, this place, Hashery 3293. So let's play a couple of songs from there. Let's play Let's play Joe Turner. This guy is a regular there. He's he has a band.
Cool.
Joe Turner. And he has a CD called Seven Songs of Sorrow. And he's really cool, actually. His band is really cool. So let's play a song. This is my favorite song from the album. And then we'll be right back here on 101.9 FM.
Thank you. was talking with someone that I couldn't see, but I don't understand.
So that's Pineapple. That's a Harvey song. Yeah.
Did you say Harvey?
Harvey.
Yeah. I like Harvey.
Yeah, pretty cool, eh?
Yeah.
Pineapple. So they're going to be performing also on Friday at the British Ex-Servicemen Association, or at least a couple of them, Aaron and Cameron. That's a 1143 Kingsway, and that's a $5 cover charge, $2 beer.
Don't bring your hat.
Yeah, no hats, but free pool.
Yeah.
So pretty cool. And Redrick Sultan is going to headline the night and going to start with an acoustic thing, no?
Indeed.
Really cool. Yeah, looking forward for that. So before, yeah, that's Pineapple too. So.
We try so hard to keep up, cousin, or we just say fuck it and retire.
so great. I love it that you're dancing in my mind. I've walked my way into work. Oh, Grammy gold was flashing in my eyes. Oh, happy birthday 2,000 times. Oh, happy birthday 2,000.
That's a cool birthday song, eh?
I can't hear it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you can hear? Oh. So only for the people that are on the radio, listening to the radio. Okay, so that's a happy birthday 2,000 times.
Oh, I thought that happy birthday for the year 2000.
Okay, so before Pineapple, we heard Tirana Horse with Joy Wolf. And before them, Synth Cake with Twisted Music Box. And before them, Joe Turner. Somebody on the... Well, I'll let you listen to the song a little bit while sure. I'll answer the phone.
Crystal Dactyl was so tactful. He could split a harrow with his wing. He loved to see himself in pictures, but speaking never really was his thing. Okay, I just got the picture. It doesn't always have to be that way. Have some fun, cause it's a party, seriously, for another day. Oh, happy birthday 2,000 times. Oh, happy birthday 2,000 times. A ball, you might lose it all, but it would all come back to you. You could have it all, you might have a ball, you might lose it all, but it would all come back to you. Some sunny day I spent at home, you and some foreign film I watched alone, alone. Alone. Alone.
The alphabet has only 26 letters.
Can't do
with
it
these 26
on my
magic
own.
Symbols, however, millions of words are written every day.
Here's what to look for this February in Discorder. Grimes both graces the cover of Discorder for February and will also touch down in the city as she's on tour in support of her newest release, Visions. Inside Discorder, don't miss the feature piece on Rococode. Features on our Shindig winners, Sleuth, Tyrannahorse, and From Birch to You, and a special piece on Redrick Sultan. As always, Discorder is loaded with concert and album reviews, the next installment of The Overeducated Grumbler, and a profile on The Basement's Rhett Olson in the monthly On the Air column. All this and more in the February issue of Discorder. Grab a free copy of Discorder anywhere on UBC campus, in and around Vancouver, BC, or online at discorder.ca. Discorder, that magazine from CITR, supporting local music for over 25 years.
Yeah, so Discorder, eh? Yep. You have a feature there.
Indeed.
Redrick Sultan.
My good friend JC Gibb wrote that.
Yeah. So, you want to do another song?
Yeah.
You have another
sure.
one prepared? Cool. Sure. Let's do another song. These guys are also going to be performing today at this place, Hatchery, 3293 West 4th. CITR. Somebody's trying to call and picking the wrong moments. Okay, so yeah.
Oh, oh they're back.
CITR. CITR. It's an alien.
I don't speak that
way. Okay. So, yeah, these guys are going to be doing a couple of acoustic songs tonight at this place, Hatchery. That's 3293 West 4th Avenue. So, something like this, I guess, no?
Yeah, I think maybe we'll play some... Oh,
Should we give it another one more last try? CITR? No.
CITR?
Alright, three strikes. Yeah,
okay.
And
you're yeah. So, so I'm
hooking
the phone for
now. Okay, so yeah, go ahead, guys. Songs. Yeah, so don't miss the show on Friday and 1143 Kingsway, and today also at this place Hashery. So let's put a song here. This was so we were talking about Don Alder.
Oh yeah.
This was recorded last Tuesday actually with a hip hop rap girl, White Light.
Cool.
She goes by White Light Sandy. Let's see, I hope it sounds good, but just to give you a taste of what this guy can do.
Mother chilling in the breeze, like the leaves on the trees. People disrespect the earth and they do it with ease, please. They try to take the earth with your breath, cause you come with the next generation. Pay the price for our stupidity, you'll have the ability. Environment of this precious earth is and it is present, and you know.
way out of the ground, it's nice and green. If the world's concrete, it would be a sad scene. Look up at the sky, it's nice and blue. Imagine it was black, wouldn't that be crap? Look down at the grass, it's nice and green. If you chopped down the trees, it would be a sad scene. Imagine being in a forest with just dead trees, just pollution and disease floating in the breeze. And people don't believe this is where the world is headed. Mother Nature's in the guillotine, about to be beheaded. So clean up your act and don't let the blame fall. It's a battle for our planet, it's a real world war. There's no clock on the bomb, but we have the warning gong and carry on like nothing's wrong. With all we want, we are running out of time. It's a real world war. Look up at the sky, it's nice and blue. Imagine it was black, wouldn't that be whack? Look down at the grass, it's nice and green. If the world was concrete, it would be a sad scene. Look up at the sky, it's nice and blue. Imagine it was black, wouldn't that be whack? Look down at the grass, it's nice and green. It would be a sad thing. Oil spills, mass pollution, contribute global warming. All these things should definitely be a warning. But the bad building of this earth where we live, let's work hard together and try and give the next generation a chance to enjoy the simple things you love. It's a little girl boy playing grass, cutting trees, and jumping in the river. Got a kid, sitting all this makes me sign. Sitting on the rocks with my toes in the ocean. 20 years later, I will still be hoping. Kids of the future have an ocean that's clean, so clear. Blue seas don't have to be a dream. Give life as a gift to a future boy or girl. Let's work hard together and preserve this world. Look up at the sky, it's nice and blue. Imagine it was black, wouldn't that be whack? Look down at the grass, it's nice and green. If we chopped in the trees, it would be a sad scene. Look up at the sky, it's nice and blue. Imagine it was black, wouldn't that be crap? Look down at the grass, it's nice and green. If the world's concrete, it would be a sad scene.
Yeah, so that was Don Alder there with White Light. They were playing really cool at the open mic there at this place, Hatchery, on West 4th and Blenheim. Now, if you want to see that video, it's on vanmusic.ca. So check it out, vanmusic.ca. And we have amazing videos there. So I guess we're reaching the end of the show. So thanks, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Let's play a quick song. Dedicated to Amsterdam. Just found the CD, The Smokeaholics. Let's listen to Amsterdam. And Ashley's ready here also for her show, so stick around.
We live inside the city, your dreams. We got beaches all around in these beautiful scenes, with tall buildings in the background and everything is green. It's a city full of magic and we love to be a team. Many different kinds of people want to do the same thing. We got so many cultures so we can tell you what to bring. Just bring your buds and homies, we can party, drink some body. Put your feet into the sand as we welcome you to dance the dance. Yes! Used to live in Vernon until I was 17 with a vision dream, and I would be this rapper. Now I'm in the scene. Welcome to Vancouver. This is our home for the pursuers to make this music much smoother. Cause now we using maneuvers, taking all the you listeners. Yes, we fit for this business. You smokeaholics get twisted. Play this music and you get lifted. Tripping balls gonna get dizzy. Get pause and applause for this trip. See, for the cause of doing this swiftly. Have you listened persistently? Ayo, pass me the chronic. I got this cash. I'm wallet. Let's blow some clouds with this product. Break it up, make it look like some sawdust. Pull it up then, smoke another one cause it's fun. Put it in my lungs, never make it run to the dumb. We can smoke a ton, party in the sun. We the ones with the fast tongue. We just like to party, son. We live inside the city. city your dreams. We got beaches all around in these beautiful scenes, with tall buildings in the background and everything is green. It's a city full of magic and we love to be a team. Many different kinds of people wanna do the same thing. We got so many cultures so we can tell you what to bring. Just bring your buds and homies, we can party, drink some body, put your feet into the sand as we welcome you to Vincent.
I'd like to welcome you to Vincent, yeah, the great green north. We're hitting fatty chunks of hash, is an everyday sport. I'm skating to the corner store to cop a swish of sweet. I'm gonna twist some sour diesel up, that is sure to take me off my feet. Lemon cushion make me reek, heaven that shit make me peak. Why weirdo, that's that winning streak. The blood doctor is who I be. I wake up in the AM, twist a plane, and then I get to work. I'm mixing on these tripsy tracks inspired by the haters. I'm chopping grass, I mow the lawn, you munch grass, and still she on you. Lots of chance, my dick she's on you. Think it's your love, that's not your son. I still be on that number one, 3 grams of weed, I throw for fun. I got much love for everyone, get off your ass, enjoy the sun.
We live inside the city of dreams. We got beaches all around in these beautiful scenes, with tall buildings in the background and everything is green. It's a city full of magic and we love to be a team. Many different kinds of people wanna do the same thing. We got so many cultures so we can tell you what to bring. Just bring your buds and homies, we can party, drink some body, put your feet into the sand as we welcome you to Amsterdam.
Well, thanks guys for coming, and I'll see you tonight, I guess.
Indeed.
Yeah, that was Roderick Soltan. Podcast coming up soon, www.citr.ca. You're going to find the podcast there. And Ashley's ready here for the show. So thanks, guys, and I'll see you next week.
Indeed.
Tune in to the 10th Annual Homelessness Marathon, a 14-hour cross-Canada live broadcast on housing and homeless issues. Housing is a right.
There's no excuse why there should be homelessness, and there's no excuse why people should be going hungry in the city of Montreal.
The Homelessness Marathon will be broadcast on over 30 campus community radio stations across Canada. Tune in to your local station from sundown to sunup from February 22nd to the 23rd, 2012. Or go to ckut.ca/homeless to listen online. For more information or to participate, contact marathon@ckut.ca.
I'm here to make it known that all peoples, especially the street peoples and the homeless peoples, have a right to mass media and do have a right to say whatever they feel is right to get themselves into better living conditions.
And you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver and online at citr.ca. This is What Pink Sounds Like. In the next hour, join me, your host, Ashley Kissman, as we celebrate women in media and